This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate are expected to vote Monday on a $900 billion coronavirus aid package that would provide assistance for American households and businesses. The measure comes after weeks of negotiations during which Democratic and Republican leaders clashed over how much government assistance to provide and whether the focus should be on items such as jobless benefits or keeping open the economy. It also comes during a surge in COVID-19 infections, with the United States recording nearly 18 million confirmed cases, adding more than 200,000 cases per day, and with the country's death toll standing at more than 317,000 people, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. President-elect Joe Biden welcomed the announcement of the aid deal, but he said in a statement, the work is far from over. President Donald Trump did not immediately comment on the aid deal. The coronavirus aid bill is part of a wider $1.4 trillion spending package that would fund the U.S. government through September. Moderna Incorporated and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the United States. It's the second vaccine approved for emergency use in the country. Shipments began leaving warehouses early on Sunday for healthcare facilities around the country. The U.S. leads the world with 17.6 million cases of COVID-19 and more than 317,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday approved Moderna for emergency use. Earlier this month, it approved a vaccine produced by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech for emergency use as well. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will lead a meeting Monday of the country's crisis committee to address travel in and out of Britain, especially freight. On Sunday, several countries in Europe and the Middle East banned air travel from Britain because of concerns over a mutant strain of the coronavirus that's been spreading rapidly in England this month. France has banned all travel, including all freight carriers, for 48 hours starting Sunday night. That shut down the tunnel under the English Channel, through which pass thousands of trucks a day, and the port of Dover, which also closed its ferry terminal. Dover is one of Britain's busiest ports. It has seen extra traffic ahead of Brexit. Britain is to leave the European Union in less than 2 weeks and is so far without a deal. Ireland, Italy, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands have also banned flights from Britain over the new coronavirus variant. Canada, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Israel have followed suit. Other countries are considering a flight ban as the European Union meets to discuss what to recommend. The strain has turned up outside of Britain. Italy's foreign minister said Sunday that a case has been identified in Rome, and the World Health Organization said 9 cases have been detected in Denmark, and 1 each in the Netherlands and Australia. The new variant is 70% more transmissible, according to the British Prime Minister. Government scientists say they can't guarantee the new strain won't affect the effectiveness of vaccines. They're working to establish what that impact might be. The head of the U.S. forces in the Middle East warned Sunday that Washington is prepared to react if Tehran launches an attack to mark the first anniversary of the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. General Kenneth McKenzie, who heads the U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, spoke to journalists during a tour of the region just weeks before that anniversary. The United States killed Soleimani with a drone strike near the Baghdad airport on January 3rd of this year. McKenzie, a four-star Marine general, told a small group of journalists in a telephone interview that he had also visited Iraq and Syria on the tour, which was not announced in advance. Even as the U.S. Army continues troop withdrawals from Iraq and Afghanistan, which were ordered by President Donald Trump, with the goal of drawing down to 2,500 in each country by the middle of January, the Pentagon has substantially reinforced its posture around Iraq to dissuade Iran from launching any attack. A week before elections, U.N. peacekeeping forces in the Central African Republic say they've pushed back rebel forces who were advancing on the capital, Bangui. A spokesman for the U.N. said the situation is under control despite mounting political tensions. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.